Tom, we are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, Baltimore Positive, AM 1570. You had to find all of us. This, despite what people would tell you in that Christmas song, it's the most wonderful time of the year. This is really the most wonderful time of the year. We're going to have the Maryland Crab Cake Tour going. We have oysters everywhere, 26 oysters, 26 days, because I am celebrating 26 years. I got to get my oyster logo out in front. I'm working on that. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour at Coco's on Wednesday with Mark Viviano. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour next Friday at at Cooper's in Fells Point. We're going to be joined by Dave Scheiner of the Washington Post. Also going to be joined by my friend Chad Wiesling, NFL agent extraordinaire. Angela Alsobrooks, running for Senate, will be joining us on the 24th at State Fair. Larry Hogan is in the pipeline. I'm working on when Larry's going to join us. We're at Costas on the 27th later this month, and we're eating oysters every day. Leonard Raskin, I haven't invited you out for lunch lately, and I don't even know if you eat oysters. I've seen you annihilate crabs, and I have my crab mallet around here that I'm breaking out for your event later on next month. How are you? How was Europe?
I'm great.
How's the exchange rate?
The exchange rate is not good. It's not good.
It's not good, right?
It's about $1.10. So it's not terrible.
Well, for you Republicans, I need to say our money's strong. It's that Bidenomics money.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what it is. It's really the fact that England's a mess, right?
Yeah, we're in Ireland, so don't confuse that with England. There's a totally different world over there. Ireland is part of the EU.
Oh, right. They use the
euros.
I'm sorry. Leonard, you know I love to travel. And
absolutely.
I just got back from a little trip I went on to do all the writing, and you're going to read my Eric DaCosta letter and all that stuff I've been writing. I love to travel. I love Bryan Adams. You know this, right?
Yeah, sure.
Bryan Adams played 3 nights at Royal Albert Hall.
Okay.
Other than the Northern Lights and a few other there's a theater in Phoenix called the Celebrity Theater that is built like it's Painter's Mill. It's a circle theater.
Yep.
The stage. I want to go there. I wanted to do the Taj Mahal, but I'm not going to India. You know what I mean? There are things I want to do in life.
Right.
But Royal Albert Hall is.
There you go. Way up there.
And I effed up the night before the Wembley game. I was with John Modell and Luke Jones and the man who saved my wife's life and her best friend from Barcelona. They were all. We did this Pink Floyd wall exhibit at the art museum is called in London. And Ryan, not Bryan Adams, Ryan's more of a criminal. You can Google him. Bryan Adams was playing at Royal Albert Hall, and I had a ticket for like £30 on my thing. And I said to my wife, look, go eat some Indian food. Just give me an hour to walk. I'll pay $40
I just
bucks
want
to
see
walk
the place.
In there. I just want to walk in there.
Want to
I
see
didn't
the place.
Do it. 7 years later, I still haven't been there.
You'll get there.
And I was going to go in May, 3 nights. He did the album Reckless. My dude, when I looked at what a night on a pillow was going to cost in the UK, and for all the Ravens fans who went to Tottenham last year, I mean, it's $400 to stay at the Quality Inn. It was looking like this crazy $8,000. And I'm like,
that's it. Too much.
I ain't paying that to go to London.
Too much.
I said to my wife, let's go to Tahiti if we're going to do that. So when I think of not Europe, but when I think of the UK, I think of you got off good over there. You drank some Guinness, right?
We did. We went, did a little Jameson, did the Jameson distillery tour this time, and had a bunch of sips of some fabulous whiskey.
Did you go to the Temple Bar?
We did not, but we did go to
Temple Bar.
Not this time, but we've been there. We did go to Bewley's.
Okay.
And had some scones and hot chocolate with some clotted cream. It was lovely. and then we ventured out with some friends. This is pretty tragic for them. We ventured out Saturday morning to a lovely restaurant, the Ivy, had a nice Saturday brunch, and then went to see the Seminoles versus the Yellow Jackets in Aviva Stadium in Dublin. It was the week 0 football game. And
you went to a college football game in Ireland?
In Ireland. Yeah.
You're the guy I wrote about. You're that sports fan that they can't take it. You're in it. You're in it for life. I got it.
Not really.
I was that guy in my 30s where I would drive 4 hours in a snowstorm to see Neyland Stadium in Tottenham.
Right.
You know, like I did all of that.
I wouldn't have done it except a good friend of mine is a alum and Tallahassee native. And got
he's
tickets
upset this morning.
Got tickets and said, you want to join us for the game? What he said to me was, I know Matthew's going to be over there. We'd love to take him out to dinner. And if he wants to go to the game. And I said, well, we're going to be over there. So we did. We hung out. We had a nice dinner. We went to brunch, went to the game, and had 10th row, 50-yard line seats behind the Florida State bench. And sure enough, Georgia Tech beat him. Favored by 10.5, Georgia Tech took him down. And my friend was none too happy. So here we are a week later, back in the burb, back in Baltimore. And, oh, my God.
They've already
Florida
lost
State,
again.
Florida State, Boston College, and their chance of winning, or excuse me, their chance of getting to the 12-team college playoff was 36%, according to ESPN data analytics, at the beginning of the season, 10% after the loss to Georgia Tech, 1% if they lose to Boston College. And Boston College flew into Tallahassee and knocked them out cold.
You know what?
Ran
if it bothers
all
Deion
over
Sanders,
them.
I like it at this point. What did you make? Because I referenced the Deion Sanders press conference where he's throwing media members at.
What's
Deion
up with
spent
that
on my timeline a lot because
what's
the algorithm.
Up with him?
If I say Deion, 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 prime a lot, you know.
Right, shows up.
Yeah, it's a shame. And that night that he was out in Parkville with me in the mink coat and the whole deal.
Yeah, what's up with that?
The yelling,
you know,
at
you gotta
reporters,
stop. That's
gotta
stop.
Such a, and I should say this to Chad Steele and Greg Bader and the Whistler, it's very, very petty how I've been dealt with. But to see Deion Sanders, guy's got $500 million in the bank, and
he's,
you know,
advertising everything. He's
everything.
A pigeon.
He's
a
pimp.
Pigeon on the DirecTV commercial now. Have you seen that?
No.
He's a pigeon coach. His voice, he does a voiceover of a pigeon, and it's him. It's Coach Prime Pigeon. And he's the Aflac guy, doing the NIL for Aflac. And he's making a money, you know, made a fortune for Colorado.
And they almost beat North Dakota State. Hey,
oh, man.
Almost.
Man. And his son has made tons of money. Tons of money. Didn't they win that game?
They did. They barely won. Yeah.
I was going to say, you said they almost won. They won.
I said they almost won by a lot.
Oh, yeah. And his son got the NIL deal of all deals. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire.
When I see a guy like that trying to intimidate a five-figure reporter,
right, what's
working
the point
for an affiliate,
what's the point?
It reminds me all the lies that Harbaugh and DaCosta have given to me.
It
that
just
I
doesn't
have
make
not...
any sense. What happened? The guy asked him a tough question, said something hard about him.
It was just a question, and Deion's pissed at CBS, and he worked for CBS, so he acted all indignant and disrespectful.
I know this, Ryan Day, head coach at The Ohio State, who beat Little Sisters of the Poor, I think it was Toledo, or somebody this past week, whoever it was, by 50, they won by 46. The spread was 48, so people are all pissed off that they didn't cover. They won by 46. Reporters barrage that guy. He wins by 46, and he gets destroyed in the press in Ohio, and just stands there and takes it, just listens, answers the questions, moves on. That's his job. That's your job. Answer the questions, move on. If you don't want to answer the questions, go into politics.
But what if your job is banning the guy from ever being there to even
right?
ask the question?
Well, it's crazy. It's ridiculous. The point is, you should be in politics if you don't want to answer the question. Then you can just say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to walk away. You know, you could be Tim Walz or whatever, and you can just walk away.
There you go. You get your cheap shot in. There you go.
Right. Hey, you know, you got your Republican jab. I'll get my Tim Walz about six Israeli hostages murdered in cold blood by Hamas. And when asked about it, he said, thank you all, and walked away. Nice answer, idiot. Anyway, enough of that for the day. Let's move on.
Let's just hope he's the vice president 8 weeks from now.
Let's
instead of
hope
the guy talking about
let's hope he's an unemployed,
win
an unemployed Minnesota governor.
That's
very
fine.
Soon.
You know, I'm not in this state, though. Not in Maryland. Not so far. We will have Larry Hogan and Angela Alsobrooks on.
Yeah, it's a tight race. Tight race.
On later on. you know, I mean, just in a jet of you getting ready for Thursday night
Here
and
we
us
go.
getting ready for
Here
Thursday
we
night
go.
and the baseball lead up to all of this and all of the Craig Kimbrel and all of the
Ooh,
injuries and what
ooh.
happened at Dean Kramer the other
Man,
way,
that was
all of
ugly.
that that happens,
Did
the
that
football,
arm, did you see that arm? That
jeez, it was
arm. I
crazy.
can't believe
How
it
was it not
wasn't
broken?
broken. How is that? How could that not be broken? That thing swelled up like a grapefruit on his arm in seconds. And I'm thinking his arm's just got to be wobbling. But no, it was just a contusion.
Well, a lot of
Man.
times if you get knocked in the head, you get that egg when you're a
Right,
little kid.
right, right.
And it was like an egg on his arm. But for football, for you, and
Yes.
getting ready for this,
Yes, here
and
we go.
your
Chiefs
season
week.
ticket holder,
Yes,
you
yes.
haven't been down and seen the black wing yet, or the
No,
black, you haven't done any of that,
no,
or the
nothing.
Kevin Byrne press box that I'm banned from.
No.
The new stadium's next week, but this Thursday night thing where, I mean, it's the biggest regular season game, and Luke disputed
Gotta
this.
beat the Chiefs.
Luke disputed this, and I'm like, I've never felt as a fan, as a media member, I've never felt sort of this, the backside of losing an AFC championship game that you fully expected to win, and then having to go out there where they're going to raise a flag. We
Hard
haven't had a
game.
game like this. We really,
Hard
not
game.
even that game in Denver, we got our ass
No, that
kicked
was
and
a
we won.
joke.
Like, that was a joke. And by the way, Peter Angelo, that was a joke.
Yeah.
A disgrace. Luke and
Yes.
I looked up the word disgraceful to make sure I'm
That's
using it properly. That
you
was a
got it.
disgrace.
That's absolutely right.
But in this case, lost the game. You got to go out there. But boy,
Hard to win.
it's an
Hard to win
interesting
out there.
chance to start the season the right way. The Lions
Yeah.
did it last year.
Right. New offensive line. New running back in the scheme. Interesting setup, you know, interesting setup for this game. I hope it's a win, but it's hard to win there anytime. They're gonna be raising that flag. The place is gonna be going crazy. Mrs. Travis Kelce's gonna be in the barn, I'm sure.
Miz, that's Miz to
I
you.
thought they're married. I thought they're married now.
They're not married,
They
are
haven't gotten
they?
married. I don't know. I thought they snuck off to a
What would be your first? Would you give either one of them a prenup, or would you really? Where? This is a. You know what? Leonard Raskin manages money. He does the he empowers the finance. So if you have
Yes.
Taylor Swift, who
Yes.
has billions,
Yes. She should
and
have a
Travis
prenup.
Kelce, who has hundreds of
She should
millions,
absolutely have a prenup. They should have a prenup.
she
There's no
should have a
question.
prenup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She'd be nuts. She'd be crazy. I don't care who he is. I don't care how much he has. You know, you got what she's got. You don't have that document signed that says, you know, we're a typical Hollywood athlete marriage and we don't last. You ain't getting. You know, you take yours, I'll take mine, we'll go away. That'll be that. But
Well, that would be the
no, that's
smartest way for them to do it, correct?
absolutely. If I was advising her, I would absolutely advise her to have it. If I was advising him, I would say, who cares?
Do prenups keep marriages cleaner or F them up in your experience in seeing these?
I've seen people have them and not have any issues in their marriage whatsoever. And I've seen people have them, and it makes, you know, it doesn't make it a mess, but the marriage is a mess. And I just think that's because the marriage is a mess.
Well, fair enough. That's fair
Yeah,
enough.
I mean, if you've got money and you've accumulated wealth and it's in your name and your control, and you're going to marry someone who has dramatically less, or you're concerned about if something happens, what happens, I recommend that you have one. I've recommended them numerous times to people that they meet with an attorney and consider it and get them.
Is there ever a time not to get one?
Don't have any money.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't have anything, who cares? My wife and I got married, and our agreement was if we divorced, you take your debt and I'll take mine. 30
That's all you had.
years ago, that's all there was. So you pay off your bills, I'll pay off my bills, and so be it. There's no reason to have one there. But you know, if you're a successful business individual, whatever, and you've got significant net wealth, and the partner you're marrying is of not of the similar means, that's one reason, absolutely. The other, very often, where it comes in is second marriages, third marriages, perhaps, where there are children of prior marriages that you want to protect that wealth for, and don't want the now spouse, if something happens, to have that wealth for their children and not your children. So there's reasons to do it, absolutely. And
All
it
you have
just
to
depends
do,
on.
Google Tom Benson, New Orleans Saints on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, who owns the Saints now?
I don't even know. I think
His
it's his
Mrs.
wife.
Benson.
Yeah,
Yeah,
his
yeah.
yeah. whom the kids hated, like all that.
Right.
Leonard Raskin is here.
Right.
His kids don't hate him. Even the he sent them off to Ireland.
I sent the boy to Dublin. He
to
left
Dublin.
him. I didn't send him. I went
I can't
with him
believe you
and
even
I
got a
left
college
him.
football game out of it. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Next year, well, you know, they've had good games. Last year was Notre Dame Navy was last year's
I knew
game.
about that. Yes. I remember
Yeah.
Notre Dame going over. There was a huge deal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. This year was Florida State, Georgia Tech. So that drew because Florida State was 60-70% of the stadium. So that drew because
Now,
they
they
all
didn't play at
travel.
Croke Park. They played at a different place.
Aviva Stadium.
Okay.
Aviva,
Well,
right in Dublin, where the big soccer stadium.
okay.
And next year is Kansas State, Iowa State. I'm thinking they're going to have an empty stadium. I could be wrong. But I'm not thinking that's Ohio State and that team up north, or you know, Florida, Miami, or something like that. I don't know who's going to come to Ireland for Kansas State, Iowa State. I could be wrong. But yeah, we went over. We spent 10 days in country and we left the boy behind. And now he's in Dublin for a little over maybe a year, year and a half, master's degree in medieval history studies. On his way to professorship, and it's really bizarre having him over there. It's a 5 hour right now, 5 hour time difference.
Professor Raskin, that sounds a little.
Doctor. He'll
Doctor,
be, but he
sorry.
by the time he gets to professor, he'll be doctor. He'll have his PhD.
All right.
So there'll be a Dr. Raskin in the family, which there's never been that I know of. So
Well,
that'll be
you are the
something.
good doctor of all the. So, do you expect them to win Thursday night or lose? I mean, like, this is where I
Oh.
am with Luke.
Do
I
I
don't expect them to win.
expect? I don't
I don't.
expect them to win. I hope
Yeah.
they win. But Kansas City at home, opening night, flag, fans. The good news is it won't be probably freezing cold, but you know, so be it.
I haven't checked temperature at game time there. I know you've been watching the Orioles. I know you were out of the
Yes.
country. I know
Watching the
you
O's.
were, you know,
Midnight.
yeah, it's really weird when you're in Europe watching. West Coast is cool, but
The West
Europe
Coast
trying to
is
find,
great.
first off, it's hard to find baseball when you're in Europe,
Well,
period. You
you mean
better
to
have
be
your
able to watch it?
app if you want to watch.
I got to tell you, give them some props. I had the Masson app, ran great. I watched the O's at midnight and I fell asleep about the third inning, second or third inning every night. Didn't know the outcome till the morning when I woke up and checked the score. But watched a little bit over there. But no, there was no watching baseball over there starting at midnight. And then the last two nights we were there, they went off to LA, which means it was 3 in the morning.
Well, you know, 25 years ago, I chased Bruce Springsteen around Europe, right? So I
Okay.
went with Scotty P. from Amici's and his sister, and we did a week and a half in Paris, Madrid,
There you go.
Zaragoza, different. But we were in Zaragoza, Spain, which is the Highland
Okay.
Plains, right?
Right.
We were there on the night of Game 7 of the
Oh,
Stanley Cup Finals.
there you go.
Right. And this is 1999. There's barely an internet, right? Like,
Right.
like literally no bueno. I mean,
Yeah.
the NHL does not exist in Europe in that way at that point. And I just think of these times where I've been places. I'll give you another place I was, and this will blow your mind. I was in Seoul, South Korea.
Yep.
You know, 50 million people live there.
Yep.
Could not find a National Football League game.
Well, you know,
Does
we were
doesn't
in
exist.
London.
You can't even get it online. You can't
We
sign
were
up.
in London New Year's just 2019. Couldn't find the Ravens game online anywhere. I could
Now, I
listen.
watched in Japan in
I could listen
2007.
to BAL. I could
Yeah, I
listen
mean,
to BAL on the radio, but that was it. There was no visual chance. And I had DirecTV with Sunday Ticket. I had, you know, the NBC, I had Fox, I had all the apps, nothing in London.
all right, so
Nothing.
here's your kid is clearly smarter than either one of us. No offense to you or me. So let's just say this. I want to get your
Book
kid on
smart,
this.
baby.
While you're,
Book
that's
smart.
fine. He also likes sports. He's
Yes.
over in Ireland. I just
Yes.
looked up Aviva Stadium.
Yeah.
I went to Croke Park to see U2 in Dublin.
Okay.
And as it turns out, I'm such an idiot. I'm such
Same
a,
thing.
I'm so, no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Aviva Stadium was called Lansdowne Road. That was
Yeah, that's
the
where it
name
is. That's where
that's
it
the
is.
name of the
Yep,
what
yep.
people there call it, or they call it Dublin Arena. But
Yes.
Croke Park isn't a soccer stadium. It's not a football. And I've been there. I saw you too
Right.
there. What do I know? It's a Gaelic games
Ah,
park.
there you go.
So for those who don't know what the Gaelic game's in or how to play Gaelic, I saw Gaelic one time on ESPN back in
Yeah.
the 80s at 3 in the morning, and it's got this ball and this wicket. So your kid's really smart. Next thing we're going to do is figure out rugby and learn the rules to that, because I don't know rugby at all. But I need your kid to learn the rules to Gaelic. So if I
Yeah, he
visit
could.
him in Ireland,
He
we'll
could
go to
figure it
Croke
out.
Park and we'll see Gaelic.
He could figure it out.
Letter Raskin is here. He figures out how to eat crabs. He has his crab festival. He figures out money, empowering people to choose their financial future, including
Amen.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I got to get a little baseball with you.
Sure.
Where are you on the temperature with the Orioles right
Oh,
now?
scared. The good news is Eflin's back. That was a great pitched game. You get healthy against the White Sox. That's good. Maybe Texas can beat the Yankees. That would be nice. Look, they got a great chance to win the division. If the boys can not swing at bad pitches, they get their eyes back. They hit good pitches, which they've done. They proved that. They can run. They got to get back to playing good fundamental baseball. You know, I guess during the season, there's not much time for practice, not much time for a lot of practice. But they looked a little sloppy the last couple of weeks. I don't know if that's tired, young players tired. I don't know if that's just sloppy and
Injuries, lots of
sloppy.
injuries.
You get
They
lots
just
of
have different
injuries.
personnel. I mean, I
Right.
look out there now and I see Rivera and I see Slater and I. It's just Eloy Jimenez. I mean, just bullpen. Here comes Soto. Here comes Sir Anthony.
Yeah, who
Like,
are these? I like Sir
it's just.
Anthony. I like
We,
Sir
well, we
Anthony
sit here when they're
Ramirez.
winning all these games and we project October. Excuse me, in June,
Yeah.
and
But who
it's.
knew how badly they were
Well,
going
I
to be
mean,
hurt?
and this would speak to you and me being long-term sports fans and educated folks.
Yep.
Whatever this team is on Thursday night with the Ravens, and whatever the Chiefs are too, if they play
Yeah.
again in January,
Yeah.
there's
Different.
just a but
Different.
for the Orioles, it's been a weirdly, wildly
Well, I'll tell
different
you
set
what.
of players
I
than
will tell
that
you what,
group that was on
though.
pace to win 110 games back in January.
Correct. But if our manager here doesn't win manager of the year, if this keeps up,
Well,
he has,
if they're the one seed, he should
I'm
totally be
just
manager of
saying.
the year. Yeah.
He has done an incredible job of pulling the strings and pinch hitting at the right time and pulling players out and pitching who needs to be pitched. And my goodness, all of a sudden the front office says, okay, you got this guy. We're optioning out that guy. You ain't got that guy. We got this guy. Like you said, you definitely need a scorecard to know the roster these days. It's who's hitting,
Well, they brought up two of their
who's
phenoms
playing
this year, and they both
third?
failed. I mean,
Right.
Holiday and Kobe Mayo both failed on
Right.
first time in,
That's right.
and now Rutschman has been really
Slumped.
scuffled. Yeah, like
Slumped.
if they're going to win in October, they're going to hit the ball, and as Luke said, they're going to hit a lot of home runs, and they're going
Right.
to win those kind of games where they're scoring 7, 8, 9 runs a game,
And the
and they might
pitching's got
need
to be
that.
there. Pitching's got to be there. Right now, you got some good starters if they're healthy. Maybe you need to skip, but I don't know.
Well, getting Rodriguez back will be huge for them later on in the month.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely. You have
I've said
four
to
good
Luke, there is a
starters.
cavalry here. You know,
You got
Westberg's going to come back.
right. Mountcastle.
They're going to get Kramer back too, I think. I think
Yeah.
when that's well,
Oh,
you know,
yeah. I
3 weeks
think
from now, I think he'll be okay.
he might miss a start. I don't know if he might not even miss a start. I mean, depending on the pain.
He's got to miss. I mean,
I don't know. Look, you
well.
saw, I don't know if you saw him yesterday, but the things, they put like a cast on that thing and
Yeah.
smushed it out. So who knows?
Smushed
Yeah,
it
they spread it
out.
out. They smushed out the bump there. It's already starting
Is
to
smush a word? Can I use that
smush. I
wordle?
think
That's a fun.
smush is a Scrabble word. I think it's a
Is it?
Scrabble word.
SMU. Well,
I think
anytime
it's
I.
OOSH, smush.
No, smush. SMUCSH. SMUC. It's a
Okay.
verb. Crush, smash. They
See?
smush marshmallows in their mouth. There it
See,
is
there
right there.
you go. Like
Smush is.
s'mores. You
My
smush.
wife gets on me about making up
You
words
smush the
because I make up
s'mores.
words. My word is snibble. I use the word snibble a
I
lot.
don't know what that is. That
Hold
one, I
on.
don't know.
There's a word called snibble in the Oxford Dictionary. Is that possible? No,
I
that's
don't
not.
know.
It can't be possible.
No,
Snibble's
no.
not really a word.
You could get it popular enough to be in the next edition.
Hold on. Oxford English Dictionary says snibble is a noun.
What is it? Not
I
what
don't
you're
know.
using it as is the point.
I don't know. I'm.
What?
I have to log in and pay Oxford
Yeah,
Google.
right. The question is, what are you using it
If I
as
pay him
then?
enough, Snipple will be worth. Snipple is. It's very simple. It's two words, right? It's a nibble and a snack. So it's between a snack and a nibble. So if you take two bites of something, that's kind of a snibble. It's not a snack because that would be three bites. It's not a nibble because that would be one bite. It's a snibble.
I don't think that's what it is. If that's a real word, I don't think that's
Well, you can't
probably what
use it in
it's
Wordle anyway.
defined
It's not a
as.
five letter. My wife would hate the word smush because it has two S's in it. Two S's in Wordle's trouble. Letter Raskin is here. He tries to make sense of all of this as we get onto the field and off the field. It is good to have you back on this side
To
of
be
the
back.
water. It's good to disagree with you politically because I need a guy like you around so I can be
Absolutely.
right in November.
That's right. We'll see.
I'll have you out the day Larry Hogan's out. You can ask him the tough questions that I'm going to be asking
That's
him.
right.
You
There
can
we
ask
go.
Angela the tough questions too, because we all, as citizens, should be asking tough questions. We should be.
That's right. To those that need to be asked, those in power or think they're in power.
You know, when Chad Steele, the last thing I ever said to him when he was in there screaming at me in the cafeteria, I'll tell Viviano this because he was there too. I asked him. I said, "What is your role? What is your job?" I asked Chad Steele that. "I'm the brand manager." And then he got sort of flipping with me and said, "What's your job?" And I said, "I hold power accountable. That's my
Absolutely.
job. That's my
That's your
job.
job. That
That's
is
my
your
job."
job.
He didn't like that,
Well,
but
that's what it
that's my
is.
job. So
Right.
the letters are coming out this week. They're all sponsored in part by Leonard Raskin and all of our incredible sponsors here. Raskin Global can help you. I tell everybody in the everybody knows what I do. You know, I my brand now is being banned by the Orioles and the Ravens. So Greg Abel told me, "That's your brand. You should go with it." And I'm like, "Okay, what is Raskin Global? What do you do?" I mean, you help people with their money and help people that can't possibly know as much about money as somebody that studied it their whole life.
That's exactly it. You know, people try to do it themselves, and they think because they earn money and have money, they know money. And the fact of the matter is that they don't. There are nuances. I've studied it. It's what I've done through college and in a 37-year career is understand how money works in our economic system. And I help people understand how to use it to have the life they want. That's what's most important. It's not whether it's the bank or the insurance company or the brokerage firm or whatever it is, it's what do you want out of your life and how does money avail you to chase Springsteen or go to the Ravens game or go to Disney World or help your kids go through college or whatever it is that you want it to be for.
Also,
And
what how you value your own money. I mean, we both just sat here and talked about me wanting to go to Royal Albert Hall, wanting to see Brian. Could I have afforded it? Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have
right,
spent
but is
five,
that a
six, 8 grand,
life
but that's
choice?
not a value. That wasn't value
That's
for
right.
me, right?
That's
In the
right. And
same
that's
way,
how you look, you establish value of things in our society
and
two ways.
experiences.
Yeah, two ways. Exactly. You use money for it and you give your time. Now, money is something you can create more of depending upon your desire to have it. Time ain't getting any of that back. Once you use it, it's gone. So you value things by where you place your time and your money. And if you want to see what's important to somebody, you just look at what they're doing with their time and money. And what we do is help people in the time that they want to use for the things that matter, have the money to do what they want to do and what they place value on. And too many people don't know even what that is. And we help people understand how to use money appropriately to cause those things to happen in their life that they want to have happen, whether that's individual, business owner, you know, whoever it is, that's what it's about.
He's Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global. I got the shirt. We've got the crab mallet here. You had crabs lately? I've been in kind of in the mood.
I haven't, but I think I will this week for sure.
Well, here's the
Now,
problem. I'm doing 26 oysters in
there you go.
26
There you
days,
go.
26 ways.
Char
And
grilled. Char grilled. That's the only thing I like.
I'm going to have them that way. I'm going to have them fried. I am going to have them
Maybe
raw.
fried. Maybe fried. I'm
You
not a
know, you're
raw
not a raw
oyster
guy.
fan.
You're not a raw
No,
guy.
not
Okay.
a raw guy. Maybe in a good stew, but it's got to be really good, and I haven't had too many.
Well, here's an offer for you, okay?
Sure,
I am
sure.
beginning the oyster tour on Thursday with my
Yeah.
cousin by marriage, John Shields, at a famous chef at Gertrude's, who is really famous for his Eastern Shore creations. He does a fried oyster that apparently when it hits my tongue, it's going to be like cotton candy.
Wow.
It's just going to eat right. So I'm going to, and with a remoulade, so I'm doing that Friday. And I don't know if you're old enough. I know I'm not old enough, but I have driven on York Road all of my life. And
right?
I'm talking about 1973, 74, when my Aparicio cousins lived up above Pedonia Station on Pedonia Road.
Okay.
My father would take me. We didn't go up 83. We get off at York Road and I'd see Hever Plaza.
Sure.
And right under that, the Pepper Mill. And every time I see the Pepper Mill, it's got oyster special, fried oyster, oyster
oh my
special,
God.
Oyster stew, all that stuff. And everybody has told me, you're not old enough to go to the Pepper Mill.
Well, you don't have a
And
walker or a wheelchair, thank God.
God's waiting room, right?
God's waiting room.
So on Friday, this Friday,
yeah.
I'm going to the Pepper Mill for the first time. Not in my life. I was there maybe 30 years, but
oh,
a
I've been there.
long time
I've
ago.
been there.
I know one of the servers there. She's hooking this whole thing up. Tori's mom. We're going to get this together. I'm going to have the oyster stew at the Pepper Mill as my oyster choice. So you said oyster stew out loud. And I know you live near York Road because I've been to your house. So I'm going to do the Pepper Mill Friday just to have a bowl of soup. So
What
if you
time
want
are
to
you
do
doing?
that,
What
I
time are
don't
you
know. It's
going?
lunchtime. It's a lunch event.
All right. Well, we'll have
Depends
to.
if the Ravens win or lose on Thursday.
No, I just got to check the schedule, see if I'm
All
good.
right.
We
Well,
can
it's
do
just
it.
an idea. So yeah, I'm going through my oyster tour here and I have some days completely identified. Like on Saturday, my wife and I have decided, and I know the mayor of Frederick as well. I had him on the show last month. There's a place called Shuck and Shack. It's an oyster bar. I'm going to have a Shuck and Shack oyster shooter.
There you
In
go.
Frederick on Saturday. So I'm getting out. I'm doing 26 oysters in 26 days. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, I want to give full love. I have some Liberty Pure water somewhere right now, but I've been drinking it. I will have that with me on all this. They keep your water clean if you have well water, Liberty
Yes,
Pure, and
indeed.
they're also great plumbers as well. They take care of my thing. And Sunday, because there's no football, I'm going to Hamden, and this place is
No football
famous.
Sunday?
The Ravens don't play Sunday.
Oh, okay. I was
Not
going
my
to say, did
football.
I
I'll be
miss something?
no.
I
No.
must have missed something.
Well, I can't go to an 11
I
o'clock
get it.
brunch on a Raven
I
game
get
day,
it.
right?
I
But
get
I'm
it.
going to the Urban Oyster in Hamden. Highly recommended. And I might get everything on their menu because it looks unbelievable. So this is my first couple of days. And I think on Monday night, my friend Bobby Cardoni over at the Strategic Factory has a birthday party. I think I'm going to enjoy the oysters of Brian McComas at Riley's Oyster in Timonium, another place you're very familiar
Yeah,
with, on
absolutely.
Monday. So I'm getting out. I'm doing oysters. It's all brought to you by Liberty Pure. It's also brought to you by Raskin Global, all of our friends and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I will have the Gold Rush Sevens Doublers at Coco's on Wednesday with Mark Viviano. And then, Leonard, you're always asking me about this crab cake tour schedule. Get your pencil out. You ready? Next Friday, we are at Cooper's celebrating the Fells Point Oyster Festival. All weekend. I'm going to be broadcasting there from 11 until 3 on the day that Springsteen's in town and Styx is in town. Eddie Vedder might be hanging around. We'll see. I'll be at Cooper's in Fells Point on the Friday the 13th. And
There you
then
go.
we're Marvin Lewis is in town on the 14th, so that's going to be good. We're going to be doing the Oyster Tour at Fadley's on the 20th, and John Sarbanes is going to be there because it's his favorite restaurant. That's on the 20th. And then on the 24th, we're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville with Angela Alsobrooks in the afternoon. Then on the 27th, we're going to be at Costas. And then I don't know if Westmore's convinced I'm a Republican, I think. Really, his people
How
were
does that?
convinced. His
How
people
is
were
that?
convinced I was Craig Thompson is convinced that I'm voting for Larry Hogan. So I don't know if Wes Moore's joining us, but maybe Larry will come out. Larry came out on the end of the Crab Cake Tour. Maybe he'll come out. It's an open offer. And then we're going to be doing a very, very special birthday party for me on the Crab Cake Tour on the 11th of October. And we're going to celebrate three big birthdays, Sammy Hagar, myself, and Hall of Famer Jim Palmer. Back to back to back. We're going to be at Pizza John's in Essex. Having crab cakes. No oysters. Crab
There
cakes.
you
It's
go.
October 11th. So there's your crab cake tour. You like that?
Sounds great. Let's pick a couple of dates. I'll meet you out there and we'll do it.
Right.
I'm all in.
Still don't know if you're old enough to go to the Pepper Mill with me. Here's Leonard
I'm not
Raskin.
old enough, but I've been there.
Did you go with your mother? Maybe I can borrow your mother. It'll get me in.
That's right. That's right.
Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global. I'm going to read this right off the crab mouth. Empowering people to choose their financial future. There it
Amen.
is.
That's
AM
it.
1570 Baltimore Positive. Stay with us. Go Ravens. Beat the Chiefs, I think.